We got a special treat on the phone all the way from Munich, Germany. Artist, musician, and friend of the Beatles, the great Klaus Voormann. How are you, Klaus?
I'm fine.
Thanks for calling in.
That's a pleasure.
It's a bit chilly out there today?
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. It's just snowing outside, and it feels awful. Everybody's sort of cold, and I envy you. You're in the nice warm. I envy you for that.
Well, you won't believe me when I say this, but I envy you, my friend, because I'm sick and tired of sunshine. All right? Klaus Voormann's got a great little project out. It's called A Sideman's Journey, a collection of songs from some of your old mates and former band members. And I think, Klaus, for Beatle fans, the big news here is that the leadoff track features half of the Beatles, along with yourself, doing an old Fats Domino number. We got Paul and Ringo and Klaus Voormann. Tell me about how that all came together.
Well, you see, I contacted Paul really in the very start when we decided to do this. And I said, do you remember 1961? You were playing with the band Beatles in the Top 10 Club in Hamburg. And I was coming in, and Stuart Sutcliffe, the bass player, who was the bass player of the Beatles at that time, he took the bass and stuck it in my hand, said, you play now. And I've never played bass before in my life. So there I was, for the first time with a bass guitar in my hand. Of course, the band was unknown at that time, and it was not a show or something. It was a dance club, you know,
right,
where people go and dance. So it was only about 20 people in the club, and they were necking in the corner, and so I started playing, and I remember it was a Fats Domino number. And when I said to Paul, remember that? He said, yeah, it was I'm in Love Again. So he knew immediately which song it was. So I thought, wouldn't that be an idea to record this for my CD?
And it's great because it's the lead-off track, you know?
Yes. And he actually enjoyed it so much. And when he heard it was for charity, then he was really up for it, because he only does things for charity now, which I think is very nice.
And we'll talk a little bit about your charity as well. But I want to get back to the Beatles real quick. When you saw them in Germany, that was pretty much your introduction to rock and roll at the time, right? You were listening to jazz and other kinds of music prior.
Yeah, it was strange, because we were sort of, how do you say, the Americans, the English, the French, they were all sort of in Germany. You know, we were not free. So we had all those alien people playing their music and stuff. So we got to know rock and roll through AFN, American Forces Network, and the BBC was playing some stuff. So that's how we got to know people like Little Richard and Fats Domino and Chuck Berry and Gene Vincent and all that stuff. And I heard a bit of that on the radio, but I never heard it live. And the Beatle Band was the first band I heard play rock and roll live, and that really hooked me for the rest of my life.
So in the early and mid-60s, Klaus, you became a full-fledged artist of sorts. Beatle John asked you to do the Revolver cover. Do you remember their response when you first showed it to them?
I showed it to everybody, and Brian was standing there in a corner and taking me in the corner and saying, Klaus, this is exactly what this music needed. We were really worried that this music was too far ahead for the normal public. Like, you see, they are used to things, I Want to Hold Your Hand and all these love songs. And suddenly, and I mean, they did already, they had Rubber Soul, which was already a step ahead. But this now, with Tomorrow Never Knows and backwards tapes and backwards cymbals and crazy stuff and sped up loops and all, it was just so amazing that they were worried that the public would not accept it. So this cover, he said, this cover is the link for the people.
And of course, Klaus went on to do some great, great album artwork over the years. He did the first Bee Gees album, the famous Ringo album from 1973, and back again when the anthology stuff came out. The perfect story. Now, aside from being a great artist, Klaus Voormann is one of my personal favorite bass players. Klaus, of course, played on most of the John Lennon albums. Aside from the Beatles, he was a member of Manfred Mann. And is it true, Klaus, did you play the flute and the bass on Quinn the Eskimo?
Yeah, some both. People think I play at the same time.
I was going to say, you're very multi-talented.
No, it was really true. When I joined the band, they said, well, we need somebody who plays the flute. Who could do that? I said, well, I could learn to play the flute. So I just learned the flute right there and then.
That's a classic, though. And Klaus played with, you know, Lou Reed on the Transformer album a little bit, Carly Simon, James Taylor, and the Plastic Ono Band. Your bass playing on the first Plastic Ono Band studio album is still among some of the best ever recorded, Klaus. Are you
aware
of that?
I love it myself. I think it's a great LP. It's really fantastic.
What was it like when you recorded that? And I won't dwell on your work too much with John, but just that album in particular. What were your thoughts when you were recording it about where John was coming from?
Well, John and Yoko, both, they were so much still moved by this Primal Scream stuff. Mm-hmm. They were really sobbing. They were laughing. They were really emotional. And running around and being very, very open, you know. So they came with all these songs and just sat at the piano, gave us the sheet music, and off we went. And to me, it's the best album I ever played on because it was so simple. We only did one or two takes most of the time, mm-hmm. and then we just played it. And it was really easy.
Very cool. So real quick, A Sideman's Journey. You've got some great folks here aside from just Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. Yusuf Islam, our friend Cat Stevens. Two great tracks. Now, how did you get him to do this, Klaus?
It was interesting because he called me, actually, asking me to help him to do a record cover for him because I was mainly, I'm just mainly doing graphics, and that's what he knew. So he wanted me to help him to do his cover for the Roadside LP he did.
Right.
He asked me if I would do that cover, and I said, well, I don't have much time. I'm just doing this CD, and we're not only doing a CD, we're doing a DVD, we're doing a whole box set with a book in it, and all this work is a hell of a lot to do. And I said, how about you doing two songs for that product? It was really like an afterthought.
Right.
I said, oh, yeah, why not? So he said, what shall I do? And I said, you can pick from any of those records I played on, if it's Harry Nilsson or if it is Billy Preston or if it's Leon Russell or whoever, John Lennon, George Harrison. And he said, oh, yes, George Harrison, I'm going to get into that. And so he bought all the records he could get a hold of, was browsing through all those songs. He played all the songs and had a very hard time. He's very particular, meticulous, to choose the song he was going to do. And finally, he came up with these two songs he wanted to do.
And you got Dr. John and Joe Walsh and Van Dyke Parks even. You got Van Dyke Parks. That's so cool. A Sideman's Journey, Klaus Voormann, calling us from a very cold Munich, Germany. Klaus, looking back on your career as a musician, what is your fondest memory? That's my last question for you, and I'll let you go.
Well, I would say if you sum it all up, I think the sessions and the recording with George Harrison is the most important thing for me, because it was he was my best friend, and we spent so many fantastic hours in the studio with great people and great atmosphere. That's something I will never forget. All things must pass, but the material world, there's several things on it which are very underrated. People don't really know the great songs on it.
So, yeah, that whole era, just recording with George. It seemed like George, when he was recording, just the vibe you got from the musicians, it seemed like it was a very festive time, you know, when George was in the studio, more so maybe than other artists, the George Harrison gang, so to speak.
Yeah.
Klaus Voormann, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us.
It was a pleasure.
Klaus Voormann.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.